Springfield's Pure Classic Rock, 104.7 The Cave. Mike the Intern, once again on the phone with my good friend Eileen from Pro Tax Consultants to give us a little bit more clarity on what's going on with the economic impact payments, or IEP as they're calling them. You've got some more information to go through. What are we talking about here?
I do have more information for you. Taxpayers don't really have to do anything to get the money unless you have not filed your tax returns for the last couple years. So if you have not filed, and if you don't receive Social Security or Railroad Retirement, you should file a simple EIP return in order to receive your payment from the IRS.
That's easy. It's actually a lot less difficult than I thought it was going to be, so, and a lot less confusing. But if people, you know, need to file and all that stuff, or is there anything else they need to do? I mean, is there any other kind of loopholes or red tape they're going to need to go through? Is it just really that simple?
It really is that simple, I'll tell you. Payments for individuals, their spouses, and any dependents they have under age 17 with a Social Security number are just automatically qualified to get this money. The only people that aren't qualified is somebody that has an ITIN unless they have a military spouse, which is, that's a whole different ball game, but those people know who they are.
Yeah, and I'm sure they probably understand it too. So that's good, and that's good that the government has made it a little bit more simple for everyone to get money, especially now that they need it. Eileen, thank you so much for calling in, and if anything changes, of course, let me know, and we'll get the word out to the people.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, Mike.